Recording.
Testing. Yeah.
I'm gonna put that there. Okay, so my questions for you are gonna be divided up into two parts. So some of it's gonna be tournament questions and some of it's gonna be like practice questions.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start off with Matty Mason. What would you consider a bad golf shot?
One that I can't recover from.
One that you can't recover from?
Yeah.
So what would be a miss hit?
A miss hit would probably be like a blade or a chunk, like not even close to the shot I was picturing.
Okay.
So if it still goes forward, I mean.
So give me an example of a bad shot.
Example of a bad shot would be if I chunked a shot into the water, if I was going over water, or like I went to the trees way left or way right instead of going towards the green or okay. Something.
All right. So what do you think coach considers a bad shot?
Probably the same. I mean, if we can get up and down or find a way to make a bogey at worst, then I feel like it's okay. But if we make a double or triple, then it's a really bad shot.
Okay. So describe to me how coach usually reacts after you hit a bad golf shot in a tournament.
She's usually saying that's a good spot for an up and down.
Right. So give me an example of that. Like an example of when that's happened. Obviously you won't have any examples from this last
tournament. I was gonna say, I didn't have a whole lot from this last tournament, but I guess I've hit a few like if I go into the bunker on a greenside bunker, she's like, "You're great at sand," so it's just an up and down. It's not like a big deal.
Okay. So she kinda like gives you positive reinforcing messages. So how does her saying that kind of stuff, like how does that make you feel?
It's just probably more confident in it.
Okay. Yeah. And how does it affect your like performance?
It probably improves it.
You think so?
And instead, like she could be like, "Oh no, you're in the sand." She's more like, "Oh, it's a good opportunity to show off your sand game," kind of like see how good you could be out of it.
So she says positive things, but what does she do? Like, what is her actions in terms of
her body? She's pretty good about not showing. It depends on, I feel like, the circumstances. Like, if we're trying to win, like, first place as a team or something, or we're trying to get to regionals or trying to get to nationals, it's a little different than if it's just, like, a normal tournament.
So how's it different?
I feel like it's a high-stakes situation. She's more honest with it. Your shot, kind of like, if I hit a bad shot and it was in the sand, she'd be like, "Oh, you're good out of the sand, you're fine." Or if it's like, we're trying to make it to nationals, she'd be like, "Okay, from this spot, you need to get on the green, but you cannot do more than a 3-putt, or you cannot, like, you need to get out of the sand." Or like, she's more like, kind of honest on what you need to do on that hole. Because like, I remember going, it was like 16 at regionals, and I had gone into the water and I had hit like a safe shot to the side where I didn't have to go over the water the second time. But I would have to chip up, and she said, "From this spot, you need to at least make less than a triple." And I remember that being like, "Oh, okay." Like, maybe not should have said that, but that's just because I perceive it like, okay, now I'm nervous because I don't want to like blade it into the water.
Yeah. So what would you have preferred for her to say in that situation?
Probably just like, "Oh, you're fine. Just get up and down. Do the best you can. Like, we're fine." Like, it felt like she was kind of nervous for our score. So like, I felt that from her, you know, just from her, like, kind of like her rushing around and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
So does it kind of like, it makes you nervous when coach is like real, like, busy on the course? It definitely makes you feel
if she's better. More relaxed, like just kind of driving up like, "Hey, you need snacks or anything? Okay, I'm gonna go check on the other girls." Not like, "Do you need anything now? Because I'm probably gonna stay with this one person because she's not playing well," or like more like kind of like just relaxed and like, "Okay, I'm just checking on everyone. If you need anything, let Hammerly or me know," or you know, yeah, like that.
Okay, so give me some examples from where you might have, like, hit a bad golf shot. Tell me what coach did and what your performance was like after that. Like, was your next shot better? Was it worse? Like, how do you feel you normally respond to bad shots when coach is there reacting to it?
Yeah. I kind of do better when she's not there because, I mean, she doesn't react bad, but I kind of think about what she's thinking more. And then, I don't know, like, I'm better at it now, but, like, freshman year, if coach walked up and I'd hit a bad shot, that whole hole was bad because I was just thinking, like, oh, my gosh, this is so bad, and she's watching. Mm-hmm. Now it's more relaxed because I'm like, she's seen me play so many holes. Like, she knows how I play. Like, this isn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess an example, I guess, would be, like, that regional hole. Like, I probably could have got up and down or at least up and two-putted and made, like, I think a double. But I went up and three-putted and mm-hmm. or I flubbed my chip, so I wasn't even on the green. And then I had to putt from up to downhill, and it was just a mess.
So the way, like, what she said definitely did not help. Like,
no.
The nerves definitely.
Like, if she's nervous, I'm nervous. Like,
and it affects your game.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you prefer coach to walk with you on during tournaments, or do you prefer for her to not be there, or maybe it depends on the situation?
I'm pretty relaxed. Like, I mean, if she wants to come walk with me, it's fine, but I feel like if someone else needs her more, they can. I've just played so many rounds by myself that it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's not a need for me. Like, I can do everything pretty much on my own.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's there, I mean, an extra eye on, like, a putt or, like, asking her if I should play this shot or, like, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's there, but I don't need it.
Yeah. So, let's say you hit a bad shot. Do you wish that she was there to help you through it, or are you kind of, like, relieved that she didn't see it?
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, because I know she would have advice to say, and sometimes I second-guess myself if she gives me something that I'm not thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it makes me second-guess my shot, and it's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also helpful if I have no idea what's going on. If she's there and gives me something to do, then I'm like, okay, if she thinks I should do it, then I should do it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
So it sounds like you're kind of, like, indifferent about if she's not or
if
she's not there.
Yeah, if she's there or not, it doesn't really
yeah.
affect much.
Okay. So, in your opinion, okay, wait, tell me this first. So have you had only female coaches your entire golf career?
No, mostly male.
Mostly male. So how, tell me how those two compared.
Well, my high school coach was an old football coach.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really know a whole lot about golf, so when he would come see me, we'd mostly talk about life, like, not really golf, or just kind of, like, he didn't really know a whole, like, after probably my sophomore year, when I was starting to get a little bit better at golf, he couldn't really help me much anymore, because his expertise is probably, like, 90s, 100s golf, and I started playing 80s, 70s golf,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, to him, that was kind of, like, he knew where to stop. And then I had a swing coach, which was Lindsay's dad. And he helped me from then on, kind
mm-hmm.
of. But I only saw him, like, once or twice a week. Usually, like, once every 2 weeks. I'd go for a lesson with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very soft-spoken, very chill, like, kind of like coaches when we're all playing kind of well. Like,
mm-hmm.
very, like, laid back.
But he wasn't with you during tournaments,
no.
So tell me what, like, your male coaches were like during tournaments. Was it, like, your basketball coach that would just, like, talk to you about life and not really golf?
Yeah.
Or
just kind of, like, well, Coach Fabi did, I don't know, he would just come up to me and talk about hunting or fishing or, like,
mm-hmm.
something that not golf-related. And just because, like, most of the time I was pretty good, like I said, like, I play alone a lot, so, like, if
mm-hmm.
you came up, it was mostly, like, do you need snacks, do you need to, like, carry something, or
mm-hmm.
do you need an umbrella, or, you know, like,
yeah,
he would just pretty much be there to watch and
okay.
support. And
so how does that compare to coach?
It's pretty much the same. Yeah, kind of just watch, and she's pretty good about knowing when you need help too,
mm-hmm.
like, because she'll be watching, and she'll be there, but she won't, like, because I know she'll walk up to greens, and she won't help you unless you, like, kind of gesture her over or, like, actually speak to her. Because if she wants you to putt what you think it is, she doesn't want to, like, mess you up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's pretty, that, like, I like that part. Because, like, if I don't know something, I'm going to ask. But if I'm pretty confident in myself, then I'll just put that.
So, like, the big difference mainly is that coach is just a little bit more knowledgeable about the game.
Yeah, way more knowledgeable about the game.
She can actually help you with that aspect of it.
Because she's, like, my high school coach and John combined, instead of just having two separate people.
Okay. So, do you have a preference?
In?
Coaches. Like, one or the other, like, male or female?
No.
Not really.
I like them all.
Yeah. So, there's nothing about coach being a woman that sets you more at ease than if it was a guy, for example?
No.
Or makes you more nervous?
No. It's okay. Probably the same.
All right, good. So, in your opinion, and based on your experience with coaches, explain what you would consider to be a good and appropriate way for coaches to react after, like, you hit a bad shot during a tournament round.
During a tournament round, they probably shouldn't critique your swing after the shot, because that'll make you think about it the rest of the time and try to fix it, and that could make things totally worse. You should just try to groove what you have. They probably shouldn't, like, visually react, like, oh my gosh, or, like, kind of like what my mom does. Like, oh crap, that's not a good shot, or that won't be a good spot to be, or, like, you should have done this, or, like, it's kind of, like, just anything kind of negative, I guess, that would affect you later in the round.
Okay, so kind of, like, be calm.
Yeah.
Don't get too caught up in technique. Okay. So now, practice. What is the worst reaction coach has ever had after you made a mistake during a practice round?
During a practice round. Worst reaction. I don't know. I've never really seen her react terribly.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a practice round. It can just be practice.
There's, like, practice. I mean, she's more critical in practice just because it's practice. So, I mean, we can take, like, we're supposed to work on our game. Like, even when we're out playing holes and stuff, she can be like, all right, throw another ball down. We'll try this shot instead because that one wasn't the best. So let's try something different.
Yeah.
But she's never like, oh my gosh, you're so bad. Like,
yeah. So, but again, now tell me, just in your experience, what was, like, the worst thing she has done in practice to you, though? That you were just like, oh man, that kind of sucked. Like, you could have done that better.
Probably just when I was working on my swing and stuff, sometimes she'd walk up and be like, well, that's kind of bad. You should probably take a video or something. Like, but I mean, if I'm working on my swing, I'm going to want her to tell me that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to just keep hitting balls wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I want her to be honest, not just be like, oh, it looks great, when it's not. But she's never told me anything.
Okay.
Personally, like, bad, I guess.
All right. So if I understand this correctly, so when you were working on your swing, it was kind of like a case of, oh wow, like, coach was very honest with me right now.
And
maybe at first it might have, like, hurt your feelings or, like, brought you down a little bit, but then it was like, okay, no, but
she's trying to help.
She's actually trying. So it sinks in afterwards.
Yeah, well, because everyone's a little stubborn at first to, like, want to change things. You're like, no, I'm right.
Yeah.
But really, they're right because they know what's best.
Yeah. So if you did hit a bad shot during a practice round or on the range or during, you know, whatever, what would be the best way for coach to respond to that?
Just tell me what I did wrong. Like, if it was flat, too far, just, like, technically, like, if anything technically looks wrong, I kind of want to know,
because
I'm just curious, and then I can fix it, and then,
yeah,
just kind of just, what can I do to make it better next time, type of thing.
Is it, like, anything the coach ever does on the course that just irks you a little bit, and you're like, oh, I wish you wouldn't do that?
Not particularly. I mean, I like her, so.
Yeah. She used to look at golf stat. Did that ever bother you?
I didn't really like that she looked at golf stat. I did sometimes, but whenever I was playing bad, it affected me more just because she would tell me if my score was counting or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would freak me out because I'm like, oh, crap, I'm already playing bad. Like, I'm going to have to, like, do something to make my score not as bad, because I am my score does count.
Mm-hmm.
But you could physically tell if she was watching Golfstat or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way she was, if she was checking her phone, and then would look up and think, and then she'd check her phone, or, like, drive off, and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, you, like, I'm glad she doesn't look at it anymore.
Yeah. So do you, like, prefer for her just to kind of, like, not look at her phone at all?
I don't mind if she looks at her phone. I know she's not looking at Golfstat anymore, so
mm-hmm.
it's usually probably, like... And I don't think Camerly's allowed to text her anyway, so they're not really... Oh, no, they can't text.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know if she's on her phone, it's usually text from Ham or, like, Jimmy or something.
Yeah. Okay, so you have a pretty good trust that she's not doing the whole Golfstat thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my next question, let me think about this. So... Hmm. Is there anything else, like, that you want to say, though, in terms of, like, this topic, something that you feel is something that's
mm-hmm.
noteworthy?
Not really, I mean...
But you would agree that how coach responds to your bad shots like that does have an effect on you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because as soon as you hit it, you're looking to her to either tell you what you did wrong, encourage you on your next shot,
mm-hmm.
or just, like as people, we just look at people for reactions because we want to know how to react.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But.
So are you at, like, a comfort level with her where you can be like, you know, I don't really want you to be here at,
you know,
during this, you know, next few holes, or could you be here for me there, or...
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you can talk to her about that kind of stuff and, like, be honest with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Do you actually do that, though?
Yeah. She asked, she's like, do you want me here? I'm like, you can stay or you can go. I mean,
yeah.
I don't really care.
All
right. It's not like I don't care because I don't, like, care, but, like, it's just like, I still care, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to seem like I don't want her to be there, but she can if she wants to be.
Yeah.
Like,
so when coach is around, like, when do you find yourself playing your best golf? Like, what does she do?
My best golf. Probably. Well, I guess if she helps me on some shots, that's fine. But, like, I guess because in Colorado, it was just us, like, the team and her. And it was kind of nice because she was kind of with the freshmen and all of them most
mm-hmm.
of the time and just kind of left me by myself. And I kind of liked that.
Okay.
I mean, I liked when she came and checked on me or, like, was waiting on, like, a par 3, like, or something. And that'd be fine. Like, tell me, like, what all they hit or,
mm-hmm.
like, what it's playing. Because if, like, if my teammate was short with, like, a 7, I'd want to know that
yeah.
so that I could club up or, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that information's helpful. Like, some people don't like it, but.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know, like, how they hit on it.
Okay.
If they went before me, you know.
Sure. Okay. So do you like knowing how the rest of the team is doing? Or do you prefer kind of not knowing?
That also depends on circumstances. Like, at regionals and stuff, I think it would have freaked me out to know how the team was doing. Not knowing was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
But during regular tournaments, it probably wouldn't bother me that much. But she also hasn't really... She won't tell us, like, if we ask, really.
Mm-hmm.
She knew she could tell Glory because Glory didn't care.
Yeah.
But I think it's different because she tries to not tell the freshmen and stuff because I think they get stressed out. And so
mm-hmm.
I don't even ask because I'm just trying not to, like, three-putt. So it's like...
yeah.
I'm, like,
so,
too focused on myself to, like, worry about everybody else.
Yeah. So it kind of sounds like the more high... Like, the higher the stakes are, the more important it is for her to be calm.
Yes,
and
definitely.
To kind of, like, not even talk about golf at all, really.
Yeah, because we're already kind of hyped up, because, like, especially at regionals, like, we were already like, oh my gosh, we're at regionals. Like, after
mm-hmm.
the first and second day, like, we played so well, like, we're up there with, like, the best teams, and, like, we're freaking out, and kind of, like, I think if she would have, like, told us how each one of us was playing, then it would have just all, like,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have played as well, for sure.
Yeah. And do you, like, just so that I understand correctly, so do you have any preference between coach, like, being positive, like, you're a great putter, you can make this, you know, compared to, oh, that's a nice house. No,
yeah.
Like, just completely off topic.
Either one's fine.
Either one's fine.
Sometimes the, like, you're a great putter, like, I don't know. I know it helps psychologically, but, like, so over time it kind of gets, like, old.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if I'm already confident and then I hear that, it's kind of like, okay, coach, I get it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But it just comes repetitive sometimes. But I understand. I can see how it works. But the affirmations and stuff we listen to, I still, like, can't really take seriously.
Do y'all still do that?
We did it twice.
Oh, wow. Okay. So why do you not, like those affirmations or when coach implements that, like, on the course?
I like when she's like, oh, just go roll it in. You got this. Or, like,
yeah,
not like, you're a great putter or, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, but just more real.
Yeah, like, kind of more real. But, like, not like, oh, that's an easy putt. Just, like,
yeah,
go roll it. Like, I feel like that's
just
pretty
more casual.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Not so, like, you're so good at putting. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Maybe sometimes. But, okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, awesome. Is there anything else you want to say?
No. I don't know.
What do you think would be interesting to study in the future in terms of golf and coaches and players? Is there anything that you ever wonder about or think about? You're like, I wonder why this, or I wonder why that. I wonder if this.
I guess not really. Or how does coach know who to, like, stay with, I guess, like, on the course? Because, like, sometimes we're all playing well, and so, like, how do you pick who to, like...
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's pretty good at, like, jumping around and stuff, but, like, she'll, like, stay with some people sometimes or, like,
mm-hmm.
leave some. Because I know some people get mad when she's not there, and some people get mad when she is there. So
yeah.
It's, like, she has to kind of
gauge
that. Because it can change. I mean, like... If you don't want her there, but then you're playing a bad round, you could change your mind.
Yeah.
And be like, wait, come back.
So does she, like, talk to you guys before, like, at the beginning of
mm-hmm.
the year? Like, kind of like, Maddie, you know, what do you like? What do you not
oh, yeah.
like? What do I need to look out for? You know, kind of like,
I feel like with
gauge.
All the new players, definitely, she'll, like...
Would
and
you
if,
prefer
and before
for her
tournaments.
To do that?
Yeah.
Does she? So she does do
she
that.
Does. Like, before,
she does.
Before even, like... The first day of the tournament, she's like, is there any holes you want me to be on? Does anybody want me to walk with them? Is there, like, certain needs, like, certain greens you want me to read? Or, like,
mm-hmm.
she's pretty good about, like, being on the holes we want her to be on.
Yeah.
Because I kind of like that, like, if we pick, like, there's, like, 3 or 4 hard holes. If she could just go, like, sit there and wait for us to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of nice. Because
mm-hmm.
then we... But besides that, it's like...
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Sweet.
We're done. How long did we go? 23 minutes. There we go. Not too bad.
Perfect.
See, I thought you guys it could be an hour. Just depends on how much you have to say.